I am Oscar Hall. We live in a fast-paced world in which we are somewhat blinded by technology. We rely on our smartphones to keep us up to date and connected to the world, while we are never more than two clicks away from anything we'd ever need. Photography has also taken part in this trend, being significantly affected by technology, where the digital image of today can be produced by anyone at any time thanks to high-quality camera phones and cheap DSLRs. Editing software helps render these images aesthetically pleasing, while social media platforms enable people to showcase their photographs on a vast scale. It seems, however, that the photography of old is being forsaken for its more technologically advanced sibling. I want to return to its photography's roots, showing it as a physical process, something more than just a simple image. Telephone wires and cables connected to every house, along every street have, in most people's eyes, cluttered the natural landscape. I work with my analog camera and black and white film, looking for beauty and different forms in something that has become mundane in today's world. There is something special about the graphic qualities of these tangled and sporadic wires. Emphasizing abstraction, negative space, and various angles, I want to confuse the viewer enough to make them look at my photos rather than merely see them. None of the images have been altered or distorted digitally, neither are they cropped. Before I take the initial exposure, I try to envision the final print because this allows me to compose my images fully within the whole frame. I want to be intentional with each photograph I take and each print I make. Everything is deliberate and calculated, including the way I flatten the depth of field so that the photographs move towards looking like abstract drawings or even etchings. I find myself at peace in the darkroom, alone in my thoughts, able to shut out the outside world. Ansel Adams once said, "You don't take a photograph, you make it." Adams has inspired me not only to spend time learning my craft, watching, seeing, and putting in the work to perfect my photographs, but also to be attentive to the physical process of making them. I find it rewarding to attempt to control the process of making a photograph, from the initial exposure to when the final printed image comes to life. Given the various chemicals needed to develop negative strips, coupled with the countless attempts at finding the right light exposure when printing, I have found that patience and determination are the key to success in this realm. I enjoy the trial and error process in the darkroom because there is no better feeling than physically holding a print that I have made completely from scratch.